How's it going, everybody? We're coming back to preparing our script for screenwriting. And since this is the fourth episode, what better way to celebrate it than talking about your four pages? Welcome back, everybody. It's a wonderful day today. Now, today we're going to continue our ongoing process in terms of the Sidfield method. And we're moving on past our paradigm to our four pages. Now, this is where we start talking a bit about what your story is going to start turning into. Now, Sidfield writes, he writes about how people will come out to him and they'll say, hey, you know, I have an idea for a screenplay. And then he'll ask them, what's the idea about? Or what's it about? And the person will go on and start listing off all these crazy details, specific action sequences, and list out this whole little story. But it's really not what you're looking for. You know, they'll really just be expressing the opening. They won't know where to go. And it's here that people struggle to realize they need to develop their story. They need to break it down, look at it in stages and steps. They need to analyze their subject, the action, and the character. And when you have those, you can structure it on the paradigm. You got your four anchoring points, your plot point one, your plot point two, your ending, and your beginning. And you can't really know much about your story unless you know those things. Because who knows your story better than you, right? So, now that we have those pinned on the paradigm, and we have a brief idea of what happens at those moments, we start moving towards the next step, the four pages. Now, when it comes to a 120-page script, four pages isn't much. But what you'll be doing here is essentially writing four pages of what your story is about, condensing it all into those four. And it doesn't have to be four specifically, but it's typically that length because of the things you're going to write for this particular part. Now, when you write your four pages, you're really just telling your story. You're telling your entire story. And so this is the way it's structured. You'll have half a page, and in that half a page is going to be your dramatic recreation of the opening scene or your sequence. This is the opening world. You introduce everything. You just describe what happens in a dramatic recreation. And that term is kind of used loosely, but basically just describe it. Describe it as if it was like a story, as something you would be telling your friend, you know, something that actually happened. Now, in the second half of that page, you're going to write a narrative synopsis of what happens during the rest of Act 1. So, in comparison to the opening scene, your opening scene is literally the first thing your audience sees. You're describing that to basically the person you'd be telling it about. So, once you describe your opening scene, then you talk about, you don't have to describe, but you talk about what happens during the rest of Act 1. You list off the events. What happens after we introduce our character that pushes us into Act 2. Pushes us towards plot point 1, really. And after that, you're on your second page. Now for your second page, you're going to write a half page of the dramatic recreation of plot point 1. So, now you've got your opening scene, you know what happens in the rest of Act 1, and you know what's, now you're about to talk exactly about what happens at plot point 1. What is it that spurs the story into what it's going to be? What really starts the movie? Now, on a separate sheet of paper, this isn't really part of your four pages, you'll typically write four obstacles. Sidfield says that these can be internal or external or a combination of both, but these are obstacles that your character has to confront during Act 2. You know, and typically you see this a lot in sports movies. You know, you find out the protagonist wants to get better at a sport, or they want to start playing a sport. So they start training, they join a team, they start playing games, they play the really, really big buff guys, they play the really fast guys, you know. These are obstacles that they overcome that leads them towards their ending. Now, after that, you're going to write a page, a full page. And this full page is going to be your narrative synopsis, summarizing the action of Act 2 by focusing on those four conflicts, those four obstacles you wrote about that confront your character. And it could be as simple as a couple of sentences describing each obstacle, but just write about them, because those four obstacles that your character faces, that is what makes your Act 2. That's what makes the majority of it, really. The bulk, if you will. And then after that, you're going to write a half page of dramatic recreation of plot point 2. What pushes your Act 2 to your Act 3? What part of the story makes you think, okay, this is where the end game comes in, where things start really wrapping up. You see the final goal ahead. You see what... Yeah, well, you know. And then after that, in a half page, you're just going to do a narrative synopsis of the action of Act 3, your resolution. Write about what happens in that final confrontation, really. And then after you write about that, after you write about what happens when the character faces that final obstacle in Act 3, the big boss battle at the end, you go to the next section. Now you write a half page of the dramatic recreation of your ending scene or sequence. Basically, here's where you fully describe what literally happens right when the credits strike. How does your film perfectly end? How does it wrap up? Now, this seems like a lot of work, and it's going to seem like a lot of sitting down and focusing and fleshing out your characters and what's really going to happen in your story. But once you have these four pages written down, you honestly have your entire story. You know what's going on. You know your opening scene, you know your beginning, you know what happens that pushes you into your conflicts, you know your conflicts, you know what happens that pushes you into the resolution. You know your resolution, and you know how it ends. You know everything about your film at this point. And so now, writing it is nothing. Now you're just filling in the blanks. You're plugging in dialogue to match what you wrote down in your four pages. And that makes your screenwriting process a lot easier. But of course, this isn't the last step. There's more to go on. But at this point, this is definitely something that helps you with writing your scripts. If you just practice this a little bit for everything you write, then you should have no problem being able to focus on your story and going off on loose tangents and not knowing where to go when you face a blank page. So that concludes our episode for today on the four pages. Next up, we'll be talking more about story. We'll probably hit characters up next, but it'll probably be most likely that we face a bit more on story structure, but talking a little bit more about the elements of drama as well. This is Hector Garcia for the fourth episode of The Writing Room. Thank you for tuning in.